Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm really glad you pressed play today, because if you're here, there's a good chance your heart is heavy. Maybe you've been carrying more than anyone realizes. Maybe you're feeling stretched thin, worn out, or dangerously close to giving up. And let me just say this up front. You're not weak. You're not broken. You're not less than because you feel weary. We live in a culture that pushes hustle and praises strength, but life in the kingdom looks different. It's not about pretending you're okay when you're not. It's about bringing your real, your tired, your messy self to the feet of Jesus and saying, "I can't do this without you." And the beautiful thing, he never turns you away. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Maybe you've heard that verse 100 times, but today I want to invite you to experience it. Let us settle deep in your bones. This isn't a motivational quote. It is a promise from the heart of God. Because when you're running on empty, God doesn't hand you a to-do list. He offers you himself. So let's take a deep breath together. Let's slow down. You don't have to push through it on your own today. Let's say this prayer. God, I'm tired. You see the places where I feel like I'm falling apart, even as I try to hold everything together. But you promise that when I wait on you, you will renew my strength. So here I am, waiting, hoping, trusting. I'm bringing you my weariness, my frustrations, my exhaustion. Fill me with your peace. Lift my eyes above the chaos so I can see what you see. Remind me that I'm not alone and I don't have to carry this weight by myself. Thank you for being faithful to strengthen me right where I am. In Jesus' name, amen. Now today's verse, Isaiah 40:31. We're going to read it again. But those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Have you ever felt like you're right on the edge of giving up? Like you've been holding it together for so long? But now the weight of everything, the responsibilities, the disappointments, the unanswered prayers, is just too much. You are not alone. So many of us have been there, silently wondering if it's okay to admit that we're struggling, wondering if we're weak for feeling weary. But God sees you. He sees the tears you don't talk about, the prayers that feel like whispers, the silent battles you're fighting while still showing up for others. Isaiah 40:31 is more than a feel-good verse. It is a promise. When we wait on the Lord, not just sitting still, but actively hoping, trusting, praying, and leaning into him, he exchanges our weakness for his strength. It's not just a temporary fix or a shot of motivation, it's a divine renewal. A quiet, holy strengthening that builds from the inside out. Suddenly, you're not just surviving the chaos, you're lifted above it. Like eagles soaring on wings, you're given a new view, one shaped by God's peace and purpose, rather than your circumstances. So if you're feeling worn out, take heart. You don't have to push through on your own. You don't have to have it all together. Bring your heaviness to the Lord and let Him trade it for endurance, for hope, for strength. You may be walking through a long, hard season, but you are not walking alone. Waiting on God is never wasted time. It's where transformation happens. It's where your spirit is refilled. So breathe. Be still and let Him carry you. He's got you, and He's not letting go. Lord, I'm feeling so tired and worn out. Help me to wait on You with hope and trust. Please renew my strength and help me rise above the chaos like an eagle. When I feel like giving up, remind me that You are my source of energy and endurance. I trust that You will carry me through, step by step. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today is this. What does waiting on God look like for you today? I want you to write about a situation where you feel worn out and how you can intentionally choose to trust God in that wait. You may be walking through a valley right now, but hear me, you are not walking alone. God is right there with you, whispering strength into your soul, even when you can't feel it yet. Waiting on Him isn't weakness. It's wisdom, it's trust, and it's where transformation begins. So if today feels heavy, let that be your cue to pause and lean in. Not to try harder, but to rest deeper. Because your strength doesn't come from striving. It comes from surrender. So surrender. I'm praying for you, friends. God's holding you, and He's not letting go. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.